Kate with you here on a Thursday. And as always happens, we got a number of people writing to talk to the radio station and tell us about things that happened during the holidays, and some of which definitely I love this town kind of stories. Thursday this time, when I have a story from you, it is I love this town time. And today, our storyteller is Judy from Fort Bragg. Judy, thank you for writing. I hope that those Christmas cookies you were baking turned out well. Judy had a weird thing happen when she was getting ready for the holidays, and she wrote to tell us that she wound up in the emergency room locally. And yeah, as frequently happens when we visit the emergency room, such visits last hours. Judy writes, "The surrounding curtains provide privacy, but they also provide isolation. And not complete isolation, though, because there was a voice from the other side of the curtain. And I realized they were speaking to me." Judy said, "We wound up having so much fun visiting, and then she got to leave, and I was still there. But conversations followed with the next invisible visitor, too." And Judy writes, "I'm sure these small-town personal interactions gave each of us a better day. They certainly did me. I love this town." Judy, thank you. Yeah, there's another. I hadn't even thought about that. That's another opportunity to recognize that living in a small town is a special thing. A lot different going to the emergency room here than, say, in the city, right? I love this town. Thursdays about this time. If you have, some experience that reminds you that you are a resident of a small community, share with us. You can put it on the I Love This Town page at KOZT.com. You can talk back to the radio. There's a talk back icon on our website, too. Or jot it down and send it to me. However you want to get it here, just please get it here. I love getting your stories. And now I'm going to put the audio from that I Love This Town story on the I Love This Town page, so you could have the story for podcast or listen to the stream there on the website. And I will send Judy a t-shirt that says she is an I Love This Town storyteller. Thank you again, Judy, for your story.